outcome that once again left him both relieved and unsatisfied. He wanted to do something for the family. 2 days later, the probation officer called. The victim's mother had agreed to talk with him. The meeting was scheduled in a building downtown. Entering, Brent wished his parents weren't with him. The room was spacious and had a view of Lake Michigan. Miss Gill, young and black and soft-voiced, was there to serve as mediator. A few minutes later, Mrs. Zamora arrived. Not the tiny Asian woman Brent had pictured, but a heavy-set redhead in an India print skirt. Among the dozen necklaces jangling on her chest, Brent picked out pendants of an astrological sign and a Native American sun symbol. Her wavy hair flowed exuberantly over her shoulders. The rest of her seemed only half alive. She navigated the introductions with an eerie, ethereal calm. Brent gazed openly into her face, offering himself up to her, and noticed that her eyes were slightly bloodshot. Those eyes searched his own, then released him. How strange, he thought, that he'd somehow caused this woman, whom he'd never met, to cry. "We're meeting today," said Miss Gill, "to apologize and to understand and to atone." Her voice was hopeful rather than accusing. "We never know all the consequences of our acts. They reach into places we can't see, and into the future where no one can." She looked at Brent, then invited Mrs. Zamora to describe the results of Leah's death.